This is 7AD. Well, they say a week is a long time in football, and it certainly is. Here's Drew Smith from the Devonport Strikers. Hello, mate.
Hello, Darren. How are you?
Very well. So tell us about this money you've been promised by the Libs, should they be elected, for the development of Valley Road.
Yeah, look, a really exciting announcement in relation to a Liberal Party pledge of $3.5 million, which is in addition to the state government commitment of $3 million. So, look, with those proceeds, we're looking to upgrade existing infrastructure, which we've already undertaken quite a bit of work there in the first stage. But probably the largest body of work relates to a new grandstand facility at Valley Road, which will accommodate up to 700 people and have facilities attached to it as well, with A-League standard change rooms for both men and women. So, yeah, look, that will go a very long way and hopefully enable us to deliver that project, which is obviously incredibly important with the Women's World Cup in mind as well for 2023.
All right. So just on that, last time we spoke, you were expecting some information soon. What's the latest?
Yeah, look, I guess nothing's really changed on that front. We are expecting information very soon. We know that FIFA are working through the Tasmanian and ACT sites this week. So we would like to think, and I think I may have said this last time we spoke, but we'd like to think we may hear something towards the end of this week or early next week in that regard.
All right, now just quickly back to that redevelopment plan. So if you get the money, when would you expect work to start on that?
Yeah, we would expect work to start as early as July. We have a construction timeframe on the end of March in relation to the Women's World Cup. That's when all construction needs to have been completed. So all our DAs are approved. We're just waiting on our final engineering drawings, which will enable us to go out for tender over the next month with hopefully construction to commence, as I said, in July.
Very good. All right, well, business at hand, though, this weekend in the NPL, so Strikers top of the ladder. Good win last weekend. So against Kingborough this Saturday at Valley Road. So I think they're third or fourth on the ladder?
Look, they are. They're a very good team. They've scored the most goals in the NPL this season, so a very dangerous side. So last year they sort of tripped us up a couple of times, so it's a really must-win game for us on Saturday, but it will be a very tough game.
Yeah, I just checked the ladder. So you guys first, they're third, so that will be a hot game. That's at 2:30. You've got a full program of games, including the WSL, also against Kingborough. So those girls on at 12:30. This should be very close. I mean, just looking at the ladder, Devonport fourth, Kingborough fifth.
Yeah, look, it should be a very close game. Unfortunately, we were able to get the points last time we played them at Kingborough. This is an interesting one in the sense that we'll be playing in both the NPL and WSL. We'll be playing Kingborough again next week in the semi-finals of the Lacoste Cup. So a really good test of this for both our teams. Our women this year, this week will have the benefit of having some players coming back that unfortunately were unavailable last week due to ill health. So they should have a full squad, and yeah, look, I'd be really looking for us to take the points on the day.
All right, and you've also got the under-18s and the Northern Champs and the reserves. So it's a local derby against Ulverston this weekend.
Yeah, look, it's a local derby against Ulverston, always very keenly contested.
Yep.
There's no doubt that these two teams, we get the most out of each other, and everyone either team likes taking the points from each other. So in the Northern Championship, Ulster are currently sitting third, we're sitting fourth, and so it'll be a really important game, and if we can take the points there, we'll be able to leapfrog them into third spot, and very similar sort of ladder position throughout the other grades as well. So yeah, a very important weekend from a Northern Championship perspective that we can sort of walk away with some points.
And really good news that fine weather forecast for Saturday.
That would be a pleasant change, I've got to say. So I think whether you're a president of a sporting club or just in general, everyone's probably getting a little bit sick of the rain and weather at the moment. So, yeah, good weather, that'll make for a very good day. Although, I've got to say, the weather isn't as big an impact now that we've got a new awning and seating
Yeah, true.
The ground, so it is far more comfortable in wet weather than it's ever been.
All right, quality football this weekend at Valley Road. Thanks a lot, Drew.
Thanks, Darren.